قیامت میرا می حسیان در ننجا شد اکشور میل تنگین تسو So I'm going to read from Bhaktino Thakur Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. And this Bhaktino Thakur Sharanagati is a collection of prayers of surrender. So we hear a lot about surrender. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhamam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Pāpebhyo Moksha Yashami Māshacha. Krishna says, give the translation. Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So this verse is the motto of the devotees. This surrender is the goal of our life and the meaning of our life. Krishna says, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Sharanam means shelter. Just like in the Vallabh Sampradaya, they say, Mama Sharanam Krishna. That Krishna is my shelter. And here, Sharanagati means the process of surrender. The process of taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not just a sentiment. Every word we have in Sanskrit that has a particular meaning. So this word, Sharanagati, exactly what it means, that has been explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Analyzing, there are six symptoms or six parts of surrender. And that is described in great detail by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in these songs. So these songs are very important for all of us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he begins his Sharanagati by remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kari Shaparshad Shiya Dham Shaha Abhatari Atanta Dulla Prem Kari Bari Dan Shikai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. He says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his great mercy upon the fallen souls, has descended into this material world along with all his associates and along with his own transcendental abode. And very mercifully, he has given Adyanta Durlabha Prem, that love of Krishna of a standard which is extremely rare to achieve. Something which is very, very difficult to attain, he is giving it away. Such a person is called magnanimous. If, just like everyone may want to be a rich person, but it's very difficult to be a rich person. But if someone who has so much money and he simply comes and gives to everybody he sees huge amounts of money, then he is called magnanimous. Something which is very difficult to achieve, if one is simply given that by someone else, that means that the other person is a great philanthropist. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanya Avatar. All the Vadanya means merciful, liberal. So all the incarnations of Krishna, they're all merciful. They all come for the purpose of giving Krishna consciousness. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharmasam sthapanataya sambhagami yoga yoga. In different incarnation, Krishna appears whenever and wherever there is decline in religious principles. And when there is an increase in irreligiousness, at that time, to re-establish the principles of religion, Krishna appears. To protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, to re-establish religion, Krishna appears in every age. So Krishna appears to establish religion. That religion is service to himself. But the most secret of all secrets, that is very rarely revealed. The most secret of all secrets is that there is service to God beyond the rules and regulations. There is very free love of God that can be understood by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. that Krishna shows when he comes to this world. He shows his topmost pastimes, but he doesn't give access to them very easily. But when he comes again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives access to those pastimes very easily. There is a prayer by the great devotee Basu Ghosh. He has sung a song in praise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sings, Jodi gora na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kenane dharitande. He said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, what would have happened? How could we have lived? Radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janato. Okay. He says that the glories of Srimati Radharani, which are the ultimate limit of loving affairs, who could have informed the world about this? Madhura brinda bipina madhuri prabesha chaturisha. He says that to enter into the sweet loving pastimes in Vrindavan, that is the topmost goal of all activities. Bharaja jubati bhavera bhakati shakati hoitoka. That love of Krishna by the gopis of Vrindavan, who else but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the ability to teach that to others? Gau gau punar gorangera guna sharala kariyaman. So he says, sing again and again the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, keeping your mind very simple and pure. E bhava shagare e mana doyala nadeki ekjan. In this material world, in this world of birth and death, such a merciful person, we don't find any other. Then he says, Ami goranga balia nagenu galia kemani dharimude. He says that, unfortunately, I never chanted the name of Goranga. Then how am I staying alive? Pashurahiya pashana diya bidhi kemane gariyache. He says that my heart is just like stone. Pashanadiya bidhi kemane gariyache. How is it that Lord Brahma, the Creator, has made me like this? So there are many such prayers glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for teaching the highest level of Krishna consciousness. The love for the gopis, the love of the gopis of Vrindavan for Krishna, which is extremely difficult to attain. Even, what to speak of attaining it, even very few devotees, even great devotees, they don't even know about it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that freely to all. But how is he giving it? By teaching Sharanagati, the process of surrender. It is said that Lord Chaitanya's teachings begin where Krishna's teachings end. Krishna's ultimate teaching in Bhagavad Gita is, you surrender to me. But Lord Chaitanya, he begins his teachings from the point of surrender. That after surrender, what happens? Then there is, after surrender, there is entrance into the land of devotion as a servant of Krishna, as a friend of Krishna, as a parent of Krishna, or as a lover of Krishna. So this is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. But he doesn't teach it to anybody and everybody. He teaches it to the surrendered devotee. Now, it's very rare to find an actually surrendered devotee. So for the common people, to bring them to the proper standard, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches the process of surrender. Actually, in the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda, this verse, Sarvadhaman Parityajya Mame Kam Sharanam Raja, this was discussed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. Eho bhajja age kawa. This is external, please speak something else. So Prabhupada explains that in principle he did not reject it. But seeing that it is very difficult for the ordinary person in the Kali Yuga to immediately surrender to Krishna, he instead introduced a different process. No, not a different process, but a process to help people to come to that, to help people to come to that point. That process is chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invites everybody to chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. If you cannot fully surrender everything immediately, surrender at least the activities of your tongue. Krishna consciousness begins with the tongue. Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivado. Chant Hare Krishna is one thing with the tongue, and another is taste prasad. So this is a very nice process, and everybody will agree to take this up, unless they're a complete demon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was staying at Puri, he would every evening hold Sankirtan, and hundreds and thousands of people would join him. And when they were tired of chanting and dancing, then he would distribute prasad lavishly to all. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are certified as the most magnanimous incarnations of God. Parama Karuna Pahundu Ijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. These Nitai and Gaura Chandra, they are the most merciful incarnations. Shabi Avatar Shara Shiromani. Among all the incarnations, they are the topmost. Kivali Ananda Kanda. Because their process is simply joyful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the highest subject. But the process to attain it is to surrender to Krishna. This chanting is supposed to bring us to the point of surrender and beyond the point of surrender. But unless we surrender, there is no question of going higher and higher to the higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Practically, real Krishna consciousness begins with surrender. When one simply admits that, Krishna, I am your servant. I am not this body. I am not the controller of the universe. I am your humble servant, Lord Shri Krishna. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching. Jiva Shurup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. That every living entity is constitutionally the eternal servant of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this Shikai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. This Sharanagati, this surrender, is the very life of the devotees. There is no meaning to Krishna consciousness without surrender. Of course, at a very neophyte level, one may also be Krishna conscious without surrendering. But that is not very pleasing to Krishna. And such devotion, in which one has so many material desires, that also cannot give one the love of God, which is the object of that devotion.